Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Donald Trump has just won the election because he was shot. And obviously everyone's heard that Donald Trump was shot while speaking in Pennsylvania this last Saturday. But the aftermath is what is truly astonishing. The media took about 2 seconds of their time to kind of talk about how Donald Trump had, you know, how awful it had been that he'd been attacked. But then instead of actually talking about their own rhetoric and what they've done that might have contributed towards that violence, they told Republicans that they needed to cool it. Watch this.
We're showing you this video on repeat because these events just happened. But we want to make clear that this is something we are reporting to you as a historic event as it unfolds. But we are very mindful that this kind of event can inspire violence. It can inspire retaliation. And we want no part of that, Sam.
Conservative violence. You mean like the violence that just happened on Donald Trump? They're talking about like this violence that the conservatives are going to come back with retribution instead of talking about how literally just now they're talking about this like hypothetical violence that could happen instead of literally the actual violent event that just happened to the former president of the United States and presumably the Republican nominee and, you know, will be here in literally like a day. So, I mean, it's crazy that they would talk about it in that way. Again, it's nuts that the news, instead of just talking about what actually happened, they have to swing it back on conservatives and say that they're going to do something violent when they haven't done anything violent. By the way, all the violent things that have happened in the past 4 years, we're talking about congressional baseball shootings. I guess that was a little bit further, but the congressional baseball shooter, Democrat, hardcore lib, the billions and billions of dollars of Black Lives Matter people that are out there destroying property, the billions of dollars that they destroyed. All liberal media. It wasn't just broadcasting, though. It was a lot of written media as well. Check out these headlines from liberal media when the shooting happened. I'll just read some of them for those of you who aren't watching or listening. This is from the Washington Post. Trump escorted away after loud noises at Pennsylvania rally. NBC News. Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after popping noises heard at his Pennsylvania rally. Trump removed from stage by Secret Service after loud noises startle the former president. That's what it was. He was speaking and he heard some really loud noises. It startled him. So he asked the Secret Service to come and lead him off. That's what I got from that headline. And by the way, 90% of people don't actually read. They just see the headlines. And so the headlines really matter. ABC News continues and says Donald Trump escorted off stage by Secret Service during rally after loud noises ring out in it's not the bullets that rang out. It's the loud noises that rang out in the crowd. Newsweek, MAGA responds with outrage after Donald Trump injured at Pennsylvania. Was he injured at the Pennsylvania rally? Did he fall down? Did he scrape his elbow? No, the MAGA is responding with outrage because a man was sitting on a roof and shot at Donald Trump and almost hit him. And when I say almost, I mean like an inch. I'm not saying almost like 3 feet, which would still be almost, by the way. That'd be very close and scary. I'm talking about like an inch, like so almost that it actually ended up hitting him in the face, like right here. And then, of course, we have CNN finally that said Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after he falls at rally. Did Donald Trump fall or did Secret Service jump on top of him and push him on the ground because he had been shot in the face? This is the media, you guys, that we're dealing with. It's such dishonesty. And here's the thing. I understand with breaking news, you have to be careful, right? You can't go out there and say something has happened when it hasn't happened because you don't want to inspire outrage or panic in someone, right? And again, you don't want to say something that's not true. I get that. I'm here with it. But the video of Donald Trump being shot, A, was out there so fast, and B, was so incredibly clear. It is so clear, and I did my video on this on Saturday when it happened with breaking news, so I'm not going to play the video again, but it's so clear that, whoa, he feels something whiz past him, and boom, gets hit in the ear, gets tackled. It's not that hard to report on it. They obviously, they didn't know a lot of details, but for the headline, They just, all they had to do was tell the truth. That's all the media had to do. The media cannot tell the truth. They don't know how to do it. They're not capable of it. It was so clearly gunshots, and clearly Trump was shot. But these headlines remained up for hours, by the way. They were eventually redacted and changed, which thank goodness they were, I guess. But why were they up for hours after the event? Why were they ever up? Just wait until you actually know what happened and then post it. And by the way, it wouldn't have cut into their reaction. Like, I understand they want to get things up as fast as possible. The video was out there immediately. Watch the video once. You know what happened. You know Donald Trump didn't fall off the stage, you freaking liar. They know that. So cut the BS. It's total crap. And then again, to turn around and say, oh, and the reason, and by the way, even though Donald Trump was just shot, conservatives, you're really violent, so don't go hurt people. Please. This guy was not a conservative who shot Trump. He donated to Democrats and to liberal campaigns, and even though he was a registered Republican, chances are because he's in the swing state of Pennsylvania, he did what many people do there, which is, you know, become members of the Republican Party in order to influence their primaries. It was a huge strategy that happened in 2020. But in any case, this is the media and how it reacted to Trump. The other group, though, that had a very interesting reaction was just your average day American. The reaction from America outside of the media was incredibly crazy to Trump's assassination. It's going to have really big implications for the election. I want to show some of the tweets of the people that, just to give you an idea of kind of what's happening here, I'm going to show Elon Musk's tweet first because this is big implications and it says a lot for what's going to happen in this election. He said, quote, "I fully endorse President Trump and hope for his rapid recovery." Elon Musk has been on the fence about Donald Trump for a long time. He's been very clear he doesn't like Biden. That's true for a lot of liberals, by the way, which Elon Musk certainly is a liberal, not a conservative. But he just came out and fully endorsed Donald Trump. So that's one reaction. The next reaction, I want to show a couple from Greg. If you don't know Greg, you got to go check him out on X, okay? No one actually knows who Greg is. That's the beauty of it. But Greg tweeted, "Shame on you, CNN." This is, of course, in relation to the CNN headlines and what's going on in the media. He then tweeted again, showing the amount of tweets Biden tweeted while debating. Again, that's the number you're seeing on screen right now. That's the number that Biden tweeted while he was debating. So it wasn't him. It was his interns, right? Which is fine, whatever. But then this is the amount, zero, after the shooting. And this was for like 2 hours. Biden didn't tweet anything for 2 hours. So between Biden and all of his interns, there were no tweets. The ironic thing about this is that they just came out, right, a couple weeks ago talking about how Joe Biden was going to have this kind of 8 o'clock curfew. He was going to go to bed because he's too exhausted, which he's 81. I don't blame him, but also he shouldn't be running for president. But in any case, this kind of proved that because he was clearly asleep when this happened. I mean, I reacted to it live at like 7 p.m. The man was probably asleep by then. So no word from President Biden, totally unacceptable. But there's this kind of different reaction that I want to show you from leftists that's really fascinating. This person tweeted, this is a kind of random person. This is not famous in the slightest on X, but they tweeted this. "There was like 47 shots and the only injury is like a ripped out earring. I don't know, seems so weird. Hopefully no one else got hurt." So if, again, this is kind of when the conspiracy theories got thrown out there. And if you're looking at this and you're like, this event didn't really make sense, your instinct is correct. There's something weird about this. It's not in the way that the leftists are saying, but the Secret Service, what we're hearing, and I can't confirm this from the Secret Service because they've been kind of tightly lipped about this, but what people are saying is that the Secret Service could only shoot this man after he targeted President Trump, which again, he had a gun pointed at Trump, so I don't really understand that. But if that's the protocol, that's why this is weird. That explains it. And that's completely weird. What the leftists are saying, though, is completely different. What they're saying is that this was staged. And my question for them was it staged when the MAGA person in the audience got killed and then two other are in critical condition? Was that staged by President Trump? I highly doubt it. I think that's really awful to say. It clearly wasn't staged. I don't think Donald Trump staged himself to almost get killed and to lose half of his ear and then have someone behind him die. Again, though, the most interesting reaction from this is Elon Musk by far. He was someone on the fence. Not huge Trump supporter, didn't vote for him before. And now, not just saying he's voting for Trump, but endorsing Trump. And by the way, it's not just that Trump, it's not as simple as Trump got shots at him, therefore people are supporting him. That's not what it is. It is Trump's reaction to being shot at. That is the reason why people are supporting him. And I have to say, as someone who, you know, I've had my differences with President Trump, I've definitely disagreed with him on a lot of things. I didn't support him in the primary. To see his reaction, it was really impressive. It was really brave. I can't say that I would have acted the same. The fact that he wants to stand up, you know, the Secret Service have told him that the shooter's been neutralized, but he wants to stand up and he says, fight, fight, fight. That is going to go down as one of the most important moments in American history, maybe even the most important moment in this century of a presidential candidate. I mean, just the amount of strength and bravery it shows is incredible. Again, this is coming from someone that didn't support Trump before. And so, again, whether it's rational or fair or not, lots of people that were on the fence before are now swayed towards Trump. There's no question. Because there's nothing inspiring about Joe Biden at this point. He's senile. If you're crazy and you're just kind of bought into the liberal agenda, you're going to vote for him. Nothing was going to convince you otherwise. But if you were on the fence, seeing something heroic from President Trump is enough to sway you. So I think the kind of the polling going forward is going to be really fascinating. Of course, I'll report on that. And the other thing that I have to speak to as well, with things just looking better and better for Donald Trump, is that his classified documents case was dismissed today by judges. And I'll do a whole video on that probably in the future as well. But again, if you're Joe Biden, the only things being said about you right now is that you're old and you're just not with it. And that sucks. The only things being talked about are Biden being bad. But then if you're Donald Trump right now, the two really good things are you're incredibly brave and there's an assassination attempt, an attempt on your life. And this case that was totally bogus from the beginning was just dismissed by a judge, which is fantastic news for him. Also, some breaking news that just came out. If you didn't hear, he has chosen his vice president. It's J.D. Vance. I'm going to do a whole video on this tomorrow. It's a really interesting pick. There's some pros and there's some cons on it. But J.D. Vance is now going to be, presumably the vice president of the United States, and has replaced Mike Pence as Donald Trump's running mate. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.